Hey there! You are tuned in to your weekly dose of all things gay, The Kimbap Show, hosted by your Tita Gang, Z, Michi, and Isla.
Hi guys, this is your tita na bagong employed. And bagong pintura yung kwarto, hindi na siya mukhang CR.
Akala ko talaga na si CR ka nag-record. Anyway.
Na si Z.
Hi, this is your tita na, actually, late ko na-realize, it's been a month since I became an aroha na si Michi. Tsaka yes. Kasalanan mo to.
And this is your tita na ilang araw ng LSS sa Rally 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 saka sa Hui ng Laboom. And you are listening to The Kimbap
Show,
where we talk about all things gay.
Yes.
Ayan, wait, remind ko lang yung listeners natin kasi we are also in YouTube. May YouTubers na kami, girls.
Oo.
YouTubers na kami, mga moms, sir. So we posted our first video last week for our episode on how to be a professional fangirl with Chessy Treñas of Wonder Mag PH. So if you have time, you can check us out on YouTube as well.
Somewhere here.
So, anong chika natin for this week?
Ngayon, we're talking about rebirth. Wow!
Since
employed ka ulit, Z, how does it feel to be back? And how does it feel to work again?
Well, ako naman kasi, may, parang for 2021, I'm not expecting anything, you know, like parang, I don't know, everyone feels stuck naman right now. So I'm just really thankful to have this job. And, ayun, masaya akong kikita ulit ako ng pera. And I'll get to spend money on stuff again. So, yeah, I'm excited about that. Well, to connect it na lang siguro sa episode, yun nga, na parang, it's this entire season of our lives, parang slump siya. So yes. Parang, when I got the news that I finally got this job, na parang, it's parang a rebirth for me, siguro. In a way.
Yes. And very relevant yan sa topic natin today because we are talking about K-resurgence or rebirths in K-pop or like how their career resurged or somehow came back from the ashes, if you can say it like that. But
Phoenix.
Phoenix.
It's a very, very surprising turn of events happening, especially we are about to transition into, I assume, the second quarter of the year? Tama ba?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tama.
Right. Actually, yes. Second quarter na April na eh. So, yeah.
Ay,
okay. First part na pala na. Tayo. Ha? Quarter two na tayo? Pero wala nangyayari. Teka ha. Sige. Anyway,
today we are talking about resurgence and how a certain K-pop group rose up from the ashes.
And literal nagro-roll.
Yes, and this K-pop group is called Brave Girls with their song Rolling.
Brave Girls. You ready?
So ano bang nangyari? Bakit biglang ganito. Ang context daw kasi nito ay dahil sa YouTube.
So, kaya nasa YouTube na din kami. Baka ito na yung rolling.
Ready na kami. Ito na yung aming rolling era.
Baka ito na yung perfect all kill namin.
Whoa. Charot. Manifesting. Charot. Pero ayun, on February 24, 2021 kasi may nag-upload ng video sa YouTube. I think the name of the YouTube channel is Pro Editor. Basta something like that. He compiles or they compile YouTube videos and minimix niya with the comments. Tapos parang super interesting nung comments sa video ng Rolling kasi andun yung mga former army members, like yung mga sundalo.
Yung mga literal na army, ah. Oo,
literal na sundalo.
Yeah.
Tapos parang ayun, sinasabi nila, number one song to sa Korean military billboard. Tapos, pagpasok nila sa army, tinuturo to ng mga sunben or mga seniors to sa kanila. Tapos, as in super binuhay sila ng song na to. As in, if correct, makita niyo yung video na nagpe-perform yung Brave Girls in front of the army, be, buhay na buhay sila. As in, sumasabay sila sa rolling. Lahat sila gumagano.
Di ba ka nasa point na ano? Di ba nasa point na pati yung Alikabok nakisama na din sa kalat nila,
oo,
sa
be,
audience?
Oo, as in, alam mo yung steps sa rolling na nagbe-bend sila ng likod? Yung gano'n.
Oo.
Yun yung...
Ginagawa din nila yun.
Jellyfish dance? Jellyfish ba yun? This is some kind of a sea animal.
Tawag ko dun stretching.
Tawag ko dun back stretch kasi nawawala yung back pain ko pag ginagawa. Tapos ayun, ginagaya talaga nila. Tapos super buhay na buhay sa kanila. Kasi itong song na to, parang hindi talaga siya nag-hit in Korea. Pero sa Korean military, super hit siya. Number one song daw sa billboard nila. Mm-hmm. Tapos, Brave Girls din kasi, parang they kept on performing din sa mga military events. Like, lagi silang nandun. So, because of the fact na parang nagsikap yung Brave Girls during that time kasi they really wanted to perform for the soldiers then. Tapos, also because of how the soldiers regard their song na super number one talaga. As in, sinabi nila, baka ito pa yung makapag-unite sa North and South. Ganun kalala, be. Ganun kalala, sabi nila.
Ended the divide.
Pag i-play daw to sa border, baka sumayaw pa yung mga
Kim Jong-un, kaya mo ba?
Oh my gosh.
Ganun. Kasi ganun ka-powerful yung rolling dun sa ano, sa army. Mm-hmm. Tapos ayun, parang nakita na mga netizens yung comments. Tapos biglang na-curious sila. Ano ba tong song na to? Tapos ayun, Brave Girls with their song Rolling achieved the perfect all kill sa charts sa Korea. As in,
period.
Melon,
period.
Genie, everything. Period. Tapos yun, parang resurgence siya kasi 4 years yung lumipas bago sumikat talaga yung song. 4 years.
Grabe,
Grabe, yun.
Like, I myself, admittedly, I did not know about the song until this year, until February of this
Pero
year.
Pero paano? Paano mo na-discover?
I mean, because of the timeline, because of Twitter timeline, like, everyone was talking about it. Kasi nga, because of the video that Ayla mentioned earlier about dun nga sa video compilation. So, I had to check it out, you know. So, ayun, nakita ko nga yung about sa video. And interesting kasi the song is really good, it's really catchy.
Mm-mm.
Just ano bang mga songs noong 2015, 2016, when was this? 2017. Ano mga songs noong 2017? Don't Wanna Cry, naalala ko as a carrot.
Oh no, Energetic.
Okay. Oh yeah, huh? Energetic 101.
2017
yung 2017? Maria, oh, yun ang mga kasabayan nitong
songs. Palgamat? No.
Parang nagulat lang din ako na I did not know about this song when it's... Ayan! Tama, Don't Wanna Cry, As If It's Your Lies, Energetic, Spring Day Likey. That explains. These are really big songs. Coco Bop and Red Flavor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sabi
so
ko
I'm
nga,
assuming,
Pulgamat.
I'm assuming if this was... Because itong kanta na to, it sounds like a summer song.
Uh-oh.
So
yes,
if it was released around summers, kasabayan ito ng Red Flavor. So,
uh-oh,
I guess
that kind of explains.
Yeah, I guess that kind of explains why most people did not know about this song.
Mm-mm.
Pero, you know, that specific incident just certifies that a lot of K-pop songs, which are really good, eh, hindi talaga napapansin. So, you know, parang it's just sad. So, ayun, wala lang.
For me naman, I've already known this song, I think, 2017 din. Pero hindi siya on the month na na-release. So, siguro mga later half. And, I cannot deny, it is really good. Pero na-shock lang ako kasi only a few people or only a few K-pop stans only know the song. And then, yung mga K-pop stans na yun, yung mga international pa, And actually, I've learned this, I think, through my friend na si Cha. Kasi magaling si Cha maghanap ng... I'm sorry, I hate this term. Pero yung new groups, for the lack of better term. So, when she shared that song, napakinggan ko agad. I was like, wait, bakit ang ganda? Pero bakit hindi siya na-promote well? And then when she mentioned niya yung mga list of songs that released on 2017, my initial thought was, okay, it's either hindi siya na-promote well, nasasapawan, or sadyang pangit yung accompanying music video. I'm sorry to say.
Because the music video was not very, hindi siya fit for the sound.
Oo. Kasi parang,
ito ba yung medyo dark?
Medyo dark. Tapos, sexy siya na, hindi ko nagigits bakit sexy siya.
Alam niyo ba, super kasi, weird, merong clean version yung Rolling. Clean version?
Panong clean?
Ewan ko din kung anong pinagkaiba nun sa original. Pero di ba parang the fact that it has a clean version, parang may implied na may dirty version.
Meron.
Kasi di ba, for international or Western pop music, when we say clean version, ito yung mga, instead of fuck, sasabihin
nila. Oo, yung ganun.
Ibi-bleep nila or like some other word to replace it.
Kaya super weird when I saw na may clean version. Like, what's the difference? And bakit necessary na magkaroon ng ganong alternative?
Yeah.
Anyway,
Another weird thing, because when I first searched up Rolling, one of the videos that popped up was yung dance practice, tapos it's the back view version.
Yun din! Yun din ako naging uncomfortable.
So weird.
Kasi, if you don't know kasi, if hindi nyo mahanap sa YouTube, if you guys gonna try to watch it, the thing kasi with that version, it's that the members are wearing leggings, and then yung suot nila sa album cover na top, yung anong bang sa likod nun, I don't, basta may naka parang straps yung likod nun, yun yung suot nila dun sa dance version nun, and it was so awkward kasi malamang back version, all you see is their backs and then their waist. Tapos, I think merong time na sinuzoom in nila dun sa, depende on who is singing the parts. So, parang, alam mo yun, uncomfortable ako with the idea. Yeah. Napanood nyo ba yun?
Hindi ko alam na may back version.
Meron.
Pero back version ganun.
Yung tinutukoy na suot ni, I mean, yung tinutukoy na top ni Michi, yun nasa album cover, which was, yun nga, parang somewhat backless siya, tapos strappy na top. And it shows a lot of skin to make it simple, to explain it more simple. So, ayun. And I find it really creepy. And I guess kasi, I don't know if the image that Brave Girls was going for back then was sexy, adult sexy, ganyan.
Maybe.
But I think that was how they were marketed, like, during Girls' Day, something era. Parang ganun. Ganun yung concept nila back then. Which is weird because it doesn't really fit the song. Kasi it sounds summery, cheerful, ganyan. So I was expecting, I was expecting beach, sand, palm trees. When I saw the video, huh? I was so confused. But yeah, anyway, ayun.
May mismatch din talaga with how they promoted it the first time. And
yeah.
Yun. Pero yung first encounter ko actually sa Rolling, kasi may org ako sa college. Shout out sa Harry UP. Yeah. I attended an event kasi sa kanila. Parang alum na rin ako nun. Tapos they danced to Rolling. Naalala ko kasi may upuan silang ginamit. Yun yung naalala ko na, 'di ba Rolling yung sayaw na may dance, na may chair dance. Yun, kaya remarkable sa akin yung song. Pero after that, parang di ko na siya masyadong sinearch, pero I know parang the song, if I hear it, I would recognize it, parang ganon. So, yun nga, nung nakita ko na it was gaining popularity, I was like, whoa, this is amazing. Parang, I remember this song. Parang I heard this in 2017 or 2018. Good. Yeah, parang nagkakaroon ulit ng clout on it. So it's nice actually. So yeah. Yun, parang nung 2017 kasi yung Brave Girls, parang they weren't really doing well talaga. Kasi parang medyo ano din talaga yung history nila as a company. So brief overview lang tayo ng everything they went through as a group. Like very short historical, like very short context lang. So Brave Girls actually debuted in 2011. So if you know Brave Brothers or Brave Sound, yung
Brave yung Sound.
Yeah, exactly. That sound. If you know that sound, sila yung producer behind Brave Girls. So yon, parang they were formed in 2011. Parang yung releases nila parang okay naman, slowly gaining traction in Korea. Noong 2013, dapat may full album sila. Pero, during that time kasi, Cube also debuted AOA. Tapos, gusto din kunin ng Cube si Brave Guy. I don't know his name. I forgot his name. Parang gusto nila kunin yung PD.
FNC. Hindi Cube.
Ay, sorry. Okay. I will.
It's okay.
Ligo lang
FNC, FNC
Entertainment debuted AOA in 2013 din, diba?
Yeah, if I remember correctly.
Yes. Tapos there's songs.
2012.
Ah, 2012. Ayun.
Yeah.
Or I think in 2013 they started using more Brave Sound kineso. Parang more Brave Brothers PD songs. Tapos ayun, parang since AOA was gaining popularity, parang he had to make a difficult choice kung sino i-prioritize niya. Kung Brave Girls ba or AOA. And we know kung saang direction yun napunta. Na-prioritize yung AOA. So yung Brave Girls medyo, wala kasi silang ibang PD. Kasi yun nga, yung company PD, siya mismo yung PD. So nag-hiatus sila for like 2.5 years. Bumalik sila to 2016 pero hindi na original yung members. So yung yung members na to na nadagdag sa 2016, sila na yung kumanta ng Rollin. Pero during that time din, hindi din naging super popular yung releases nila. Kasi feel ko nahirapan din sila. And yun nga, parang I saw some articles din na parang si Yujong, yung isang member, parang di na niya alam gagawin niya sa buhay niya kasi parang feeling niya wala na siyang pupuntahan as a singer. And they even entered the unit noong 2017.
Yeah.
But none of them made it into the final lineup. Shout out pala kay Internet's Nathan on YouTube for that summary kasi dito ko binis yung sinabi ko. Ayun, so anong thoughts niyo about that?
I think in general kasi, well, it can't be helped. Although very unfortunate yung nangyari with Brave Girls. Like I've told Ayla about it na it was a matter of business decision for Brave Brothers na whether they, you know, promote their own group who is not really doing well at that time or give out songs to AOA, which is gaining popularity at that time.
Yeah.
Now, although you know, sabi nga nila, business wise it's good, pero looking at it from the perspective of, you know,
Brave Girls, fair,
siguro, Brave Girls, it's unfair for them because, and actually if you think about it, AOA and Brave Girls were actually going for the same concept, like sexy concept. And I'm just thinking while Ayla was explaining the history of Brave Girls, if Brave Brothers actually decided to give the songs that he has given AOA to Brave Girls, I mean, what could have happened? Diba? Kasi AOA had a lot of hit songs in the past. Like, ano ba? Like, Akat? Tama ba?
Short Skirt.
Short Skirt.
Mini Skirt pala.
Mini Skirt. Short hair.
Good luck, baby, na.
Brave Brothers din ba yun?
I'm not sure, pero I'm just assuming those songs are, you know, from Brave Brothers. Pero, ayun, I'm just thinking na, Brave Girls could have hit it off earlier.
Mm-mm.
Pero, it is what it is. And I'm just really glad na they're gaining the popularity that they actually deserve. Because these girls work so hard. It's not, hindi madaling mag-perform sa mga military bases, diba? They even, I watched an interview of them and they said na they even go as far as, you know, military bases or military camps na hindi usually na-visit ng mga idol performers. So I really, really appreciate that. Because more than the, you know, chance to perform even on a small stage such as military camps, I think it's the what they bring on the table is, you know, supporting military soldiers, because it gives them a boost of, you know, because it's hard to be in a military because they're not allowed to go. I mean, they have holidays, they can actually go out, pero you know, yung isolation, which I kind of relate to, kasi, you know, COVID quarantine. Ngayon mo lang marirealize na, oh my gosh, it's so hard to be away and to be isolated from the society pala. So yun, parang, I really appreciate Brave Girls on that part.
Yeah. True, so, Michi, true. Ano thoughts mo about Brave Girls?
Alam mo, same sentiments kasi yung sa business decision. Pero, yun nga, at the same time, parang, hindi ba dapat business decision din na make even better songs for Brave Girls? I mean, sure, AOA is banking so well. Pero, why can't you at least have a better songs or, yun, alam mo, madami siyang nabangko na even better songs for Brave Girls. And yun nga, wala, it is what it is. Well, anong magagawa natin since AOA is really hitting big? Syempre, dun tayo sa ano. I'm sorry, pero dun tayo sa malaking hatak, malaking kita. Pero, I feel bad din na sa sobrang focus sila sa AOA and I'm pretty sure may clients din sila in between. Parang, what's the point of having artists under your wing if hindi mo sila alagaan mabuti?
That's the thing
kasi I have with ano, with companies neglecting their artists or producers neglecting their talents. Yun yung issue ko doon. Pero I remember vividly there's this ano, nakita lang sa timeline ko. I think a member had this Instagram Q&A and then
I think yung, that's ano, that's Yuna. Kasi she's active on Instagram and she actually speaks English. So, nakikipag-connect siya sa mga international fans. But go on, Michi. I'm sorry.
Pero di ba yung Instagram question sticker, someone asked, I think in Korean, parang kailan kayo magka-comeback ulit? And and she said na parang, I don't think it's possible. Pero, pero na ang funny kasi that was like days before and then they mentioned on a lot of interviews actually na they plan to disband na talaga. Sobrang set actually nasa point sila na ano, they're packing up their things and whatnot, and then a few days later naging viral sila. I don't wanna say it's a term of resiliency, pero Brave Girls were so lucky and yun nga, thank God talaga for the internet, thank God for internet being existed. Kaya, I'm so happy na they didn't really disband. I'm really glad na, ano. Ako din, nabigla na they charted so well. I mean, dapat lang. Dapat lang na they charted. Diba nga, sabi ko nga kanina, I've learned of this song since 2017. Talagang nagtaka ako bakit di siya nag-hit. So, parang, kilala lang siya sa mga Nugu group stans, if you will. Yun yung naisip ko. Pero, Rolling getting everywhere. Di ba na sa point na we promoted Rolling sa Discord chat, sa Discord server natin?
Yeah, pinaplay nga natin. By the way, please go to our Discord channel and cue some awesome tracks.
Ayun.
No, well, deserve siya. While Michi was speaking, I actually went to Google and confirm which AOA songs were produced by Brave Brothers. And apparently, all of their hit songs, Miniskirt, Short Hair, Like a Cat, Heart Attack, and Excuse Me. I mean...
Oh, tingnan mo? Heart Attack?
I mean, I'm happy. Don't get me wrong. Don't get us wrong. Whoever is listening right now, like, we're happy that AOA went, you know, they did well. They did so well in the past. Pero, yun nga, it's just, nakakainis lang na bakit kailangan mamili ng isa, hindi ba pwede dalawa? I mean, I'm sure we're not privy to the, you know, stuff inside that happen, stuff that happens behind the doors. Pero, it's just so sad every time a K-pop group gets neglected by their company. I mean, sobrang galit talaga kami tatlo about
ako
that.
Din!
We have so much shit to say about that.
Yeah, kasi diba parang si Brave, yung Brave Brothers, parang sinabi niya na he keeps on producing songs, he keeps on collaborating with other artists. Like, gagawa siya ng song for this artist. Parang forever siyang PD na he wanted to experience being the owner of the company. So he did that. He founded his company. And then debut nga yung Brave Girls. Pero yun nga, parang medyo sad na yun nga, yung intention niya was to manage actual talent. Pero at the same time, parang bumalik din siya doon sa original niyang ginagawa na gusto niya sanang ibahin. Bumalik din siya doon sa dati niyang ginagawa. Like, don't get me wrong, parang I respect naman AOA and their successful, their rise to success. Pero yun nga, parang sad na naging collateral somehow.
Damage.
Naging collateral yung Brave Girls because of that. Na, yun nga, walang ibang magmamanage kasi sa kanila eh, except yung Brave Brothers eh. And because yun nga, walang nalabas na songs.
Or walang na ibang ko.
Oo. The members left. Parang ayaw na. Kasi, syempre, alam mo yung, ewan ko, naisip ko lang yung nararamdaman nila during that time na yung songs, yung magagandang songs, for example, kasi super hit ng songs ng AOA, diba? Parang yung magagandang songs na pupunta sa ibang group. Tapos parang yung PD mo dapat, yung nag-aalaga dapat sa'yo, parang walang nabibigay na songs din sa'yo na pwede mong i-promote na makaka-attract sa GP. So parang frustrating
now
yun if you were in that situation.
Now that you've mentioned it, kasi diba you were talking about Brave Girls looking at AOA. Pero now that you've mentioned it, I'm actually imagining the other Brave Girls members who left and are now watching Brave Girls soaring to popularity. I'm just curious how they are feeling right now. Like, siguro may mga thoughts
bittersweet feeling na parang may pride.
Na parang if I only hold out longer, I could have been there. I could have been part of the group. Pero, you know,
pero ilang taon hihintayin mo dun eh? 10 years?
Exactly. Oo.
Pagtitin na ito.
For, siguro, i-relate na lang din natin in real life, di ba? Na parang, sometimes, you should know when to give up. And that's okay.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Kasi, it's commendable for people are actually, you know, kayang maghintay, kayang magtiis, pero we have to understand na there's a certain point na dapat mag-give up tayo for something. And that's okay, na parang hindi siya sign of weakness. It's actually brave to give up on something na you have wanted for so long.
Mm-mm.
And at this point, I'd say na brave girls talaga sila, diba?
Yes.
Those current members and those who left. Na for those current members, they are so brave for holding out and you know, lasting this long and finally getting the recognition that they deserve. And those member who left, they are brave girls for, you know, actually
letting
deciding,
go.
They won.
Yeah, to letting go.
Yeah,
ayun lang.
I resonated with what Z said. Na parang letting go is okay, especially when you feel like parang it's no longer going to be productive if you hold on to that same place. Kasi parang you can only tolerate so much eh. And if you're getting mistreated or if you're not getting what you deserve, parang I guess it's time to somehow look at the other direction. Even though, alam mo naman, yung training system sa Korea, like, it takes you years to finally debut. And pag umabot ka na sa point of debuting, parang bakit hindi pa rin ako nasa point na yon? Bakit parang mas bumaba pa ako lalo? And when you're in that place, ang hirap mag-navigate, ang hirap mag-desisyon. Pero yun nga, parang they were brave for actually deciding to let go and move on. Maybe some of them are not idols anymore. Di ko din sure kung ano nangyari sa original lineup ng Brave Girls. Maybe some of them decided to pursue other career tracks. But nevertheless, parang I still, parang normalize letting go of something that,
yeah,
that is no longer productive for you. It's okay. Hindi mo kailangan magtiis for so long. Okay lang
na. Exactly. Yeah.
I'd like to add lang din na ano, siguro may fear yung ibang members, or let's just add it to real life na may fear yung other people na if I let this go, wala na ata akong option. Pero I don't think na isipin nyo muna yung option. It's ano, hindi naman dapat necessarily dapat yung option ang isipin nyo. Ang importante dun, masaya ka ba? O gusto mo bang mag-let go para maging masaya? I think yun yung feeling ko ha. I'm not saying na I know yung reason bakit may umalis. But it's more of, ano, feeling ko, they are so scared to leave at first. Because yun na yung option nila, to be singers. Pero at the end of the day,
like especially we've talked about in our past episode about K-pop reaction dun sa documentary na parang most idols talaga they give up school. And parang most of these idols, they don't have a fallback if their debut fails. Mm-mm. So parang it's really a brave decision, but yeah, go on, Michi, naisip ko lang.
Pero yun nga, I think siyempre, ba't sila magsistay sa what they think hindi naman talaga nila deserve in the first place, diba? So, if they leave, it's my impression na parang gusto nila maging mas masaya than, than dreaming higher than they're supposed to be. And, yun lang. And I think, okay lang naman yun. Take it as a lesson na parang, hindi naman yung dreams mo yung laging magpapakasaya. Hindi naman lagi yung dreams mo yung magpapakasaya sa iyo eh. Nasa state of mind mo din yung i-consider mo for you to be happy with your decisions na din. And I think the previous members have valid reasons why they left. Pero ano, looking back the question na kung ako yung umalis na Brave Girl member, I'd say
what
ano,
would you feel?
I'd say bittersweet. Actually, if kung ako yun, iyak din ako unti. Pero at the same time, I feel proud. Yeah. Iyak din akong tao, sorry. Matutuwa ako kasi parang, even though I'm not there, I've been there since day one. Yun yung isipin ko. And then, I've worked hard even though I left. Parang, there are people who believed in us. The new members believe in the vision of Brave Girls. So, na parang, ngayon na nakilala ng Brave Girls. Cool. Thank you. Because you believe in our vision na din. Parang ganun.
Yeah.
I just hope na maayos na yung treatment from here forward. Like, susunod na nila yung opportunity, saka they will actually give Brave Girls more comebacks para ma-maintain yung momentum.
Oo.
You know what? It's girl, weird. Deserve. Because I read an article like this week, earlier this week, na parang sabi, Brave Brother never gave up on Brave Girls. That's what the article said. And then like, maybe you did not, because you did not actually disband them. There was no formal announcement. But also at the same time, there was no
comeback
work on your part to actually give them a chance to do things again.
Parang you just hope na they will hold on.
Oo.
Yung ganun. And for, parang, diba nga, eto na nga, I'm just, ngayon lang pumasok sa isip ko, it's just like job application, job hunting.
True!
Diba? When like, nag-apply ka ng job and then you got the first interview and then the interviewer or the HR personal tell you na we'll get back to you if you pass the first stage and you go to the next. And then you wait days, weeks, lumipas na yung panahon and they will never get back to you. Eh parang ganun yung feeling ng Brave Girls, diba? Na parang, shit, ano bang hinihintay natin? What are we waiting for?
I like this analogy.
Diba? Pero hashtag guilt eh. Yung kaibahan dito, yung Brave Girls, they're actually hired.
Uh-oh.
Hired na sila.
Yeah. Pero just
bakit
worse.
Walang nangyayari? Parang,
wala silang backlogs, guys.
Yeah.
Wala silang backlogs. Ito ha, context lang, kaya kami may hugot about HR kasi nag-rant ako kanina prior to the recording about hiring kasi mandami nang gogo sa akin. Ako na yung jobless dito, guys. Alam nyo yun? Sumanga ako.
At this point, this is a call for all HR personnel. If you are part of the hiring team of your company, please, please, please get back to your applicants.
Whether it's a good news or bad news. Don't make it a personality trait.
Kasi sincerely, mas gusto pa naming marinig na hindi kami tanggap kaysa yung wala kang maririnig at all.
Kasi diba, it's, parang kayo nga tinatanong nyo kami if we are applying for another company. I guess you're just setting your expectation na maybe we're interested in some other company. It's just the same for us on the other side of the fence na parang we're not sure if we're gonna pursue this other offer kasi yung company mo talaga yung dream company ko and just waiting for you pero may offer na talaga akong isa. Alam mo yun, na parang, shit, tell me kung gusto mo ba ako para hindi ako nalilito.
Gusto mo ba ako?
Gusto mo ba ako?
Char.
Pero, ayun, I guess, yung point. I guess we got our point across na parang, yun nga, nakakairita si Brave Brother on that part. Pero,
sana naman, matuloy niya. Matuloy na niya. Kasi nakakaya naman.
Pero to be fair naman, Brave Girls are getting a lot of appearances. Like, for the first time nilang ma-invite sa Running Man. And they've mentioned in that episode na parang, napanood ko kasi siya, sabi nila, Running Man is the only variety show that they really want. Yun yung dream variety show nila na mag-guest sila. And I'm just so happy na nangyari yon. And then, just recently, I think yesterday, or this week na lang, nasa Weekly Idol sila. So parang, interviews are just really keep on coming. Na parang, nakakatawa kasi, parang nga silang na-isolate or na-quarantine for a long
for
time.
Years.
A long
for
time.
4 years. 4 years isolation. And then when they finally got out, feeling ko ganun din yung mangyayari sa akin.
Pero besa na naman hindi 4 years sa atin.
I mean, I'm not gonna be surprised if we're gonna be here
for
4 years.
No, don't jinx it.
Knock on wood. Please, no.
Knock on wood. But I mean, diba? Feeling ko ganun din yung feeling ko. Na parang pag nakawala tayo dito, hindi ako titigil sa mga ganap ko sa buhay.
Every night magka-club ako. Every day kakain ako ng risotto sa labas.
Oh my God.
Risotto talaga. Hindi na tayo naka-move on doon.
Oh yeah, by the way, we will have an episode with the Shippers. And we're gonna unload this Korean BL movie called what's the title again?
To My Star.
Ayan. We're not sure when the episode will drop, but yeah, check out The Shippers PH.
Yon.
But yeah, anyway. Etong Brave Girls, 'di ba? Parang naalala ko lang bigla. Etong Brave Girls resurgence na to. It's nothing new. Diba,
yeah.
To us. There have been groups in the past na nagkaroon din ng comeback.
Newest.
Right after joining Produce 101, it's kind of like a springboard for them to get themselves out there again to the public. Kasi, again, I'm gonna say it again. They still are mismanaged by Pledis.
Still.
And if you are an avid listener of this podcast, you'd know how much we hate Pledis.
Yes. Oh my
so
God.
Much.
We
hate Pledis so much.
Oh my God.
And
we love their groups, but we don't like the management. to be clear.
They're so lucky to have many talented idols and trainees in their fans. And it's just so frustrating that they were not able to manage them. The example at hand, US nga, na parang ganun din eh. They had good songs in the past, the charted yung Face, di ba? Maganda naman yung mga songs nila in the past. They did well.
Yung Yobo Sayo!
Yobo Sayo, hello!
Yobo Sayo!
For some reason, talaga, parang they suddenly went on a slump. And I'm not sure if it's the same thing na nag-debut kasi ng another group under the same company. Pero hindi ko talaga gets. Bakit? And it's not just Pledis eh. Kasi like, I've been saying, itong Cube, tama, Cube na to this time. Nag-debut sila. Mag-debut sila ng another girl group. Which is called...
Yung kasama si Chowon.
Oo, yun nandun si Chowon.
I forgot the name.
Basta new girl group.
Si yeah.
And then, at the back of my head, I was thinking, bago na namang girl group, eh hindi nyo nga ma-promote ng maayos yung CLC.
Mm-mm.
Diba?
Ay, nako.
Anyway, we're talking about US. Saan ako napunta?
Pwede na yun.
Kasi naman nagagalit talaga ako.
Oo. Okay, mag-alala.
I'm happy na US was able to gain recognition and true. Have more fans after Produce 101.
And after 101, actually, thanks to Minhyun.
Yeah, that's true. Go Minhyun.
Yeah.
Ayang, and he's back.
He's back. Oh. And ayan, speaking of news, may bago silang comeback. They just came back with a new song.
Masibeko.
Oh my god.
No filter ako for 1 second, pero ang sarap.
Correct.
We're not gonna tama. Cut that part, you know, because we feel the same. First thing over Beko since this morning, kasi nag-rewatch ako ng Produce 101 videos. Pero ano
yung knockbeat, grabe talaga yung hita. Unmeng처럼 깊숙이 파고들어
Ah, mga borta, baby.
Oh my God. Hey.
Mga pahinta. Pero
na yung legs ko. Charot.
Ano pa bang mga groups? Ano pa bang mga groups yung nag-comeback? I mean, yung parang sumikat ulit. Or nagkaroon ng chance para sumikat. I think ano? Ano ba to? EXID.
Ah, yes. Oh, yung fan cam ni Honey. Diba we talked about that during our girl group episode. Parang during that time, yung EXID, parang they were on the verge of actually disbanding. Diba?
Yeah.
Tapos this user uploaded Honey's fan cam. Tapos biglang, boom! We are everywhere.
We are.
Tapos biglang invited.
Medyo problematic lang yung reason for it. Kasi nga parang very tight clothes, very short shorts din. Tapos parang...
Mm-mm.
Yung movements ng choreo.
Yeah. Pero it saved EXID's career. Mixed emotions talaga kami dyan.
Yeah.
Pero it invented fan cams. It made the fancam culture.
Yeah.
So parang iffy kami, pero at the same time, paved the way. Paved the way ba?
Correct. Paved the way for fan cams. And I'm just gonna say it again, since Michi mentioned it kanina, na parang, thank God for the internet talaga. I don't know how many times we've thanked the internet for, you know, the resurgence of K-pop groups and K-pop in general. Kasi, like, ito nga, nabanggit din namin to with K-pop Going West episode namin with Pop Emergency na parang, yun nga, if not for K-pop, if not for the internet, siguro the success that K-pop is gaining in the Western market right now is not this, it will not be this big, parang ganun. So, ayun. importante ang mga fan cams, guys. So, uh-oh, kapag meron kayong, yes, chance to see your idols, to help them get to help them get out there, film them and then post it on the internet.
Oh, pero huwag niyong i-post sa kung saan-saan kahit yung hindi relevant. Oh. Katulad ng ibang groups, katulad ng ibang fans dyan, di naman relevant, oh, tapos magpo-post ng fan cam.
Kaya, diba, yeah, ngayon sa... Ano yun? Kunwari may something nangyari sa isang governor, tapos ipopost yun ng fan cam ng, oh, ano.
Maybe Suga. He didn't stand this group. Stand so this sad, group. Bestie, tapos may fan cam.
And di ba kayo may, yung may governor na nagpa-positive, tapos lahat tayo deserve, tapos may fan cam ng, I don't know, Luna, o sino mong hot ngayon at the moment.
Ay, pero ako, from personal experience, yung mga fan cams ko, hindi siya pwede i-upload.
Kasi maingay ka.
Maingay ako. Yun, either kumakanta ako, nakakala ko ang ganda ng boses ko, or sigaw ako ng sigaw, or puro profanities lang yung nandun sa fan cam. So, hindi talaga siya for public consumption.
Ako, yung mga fan cams na finifilm, kapag halimbawa katabi ko yung nag-fill ng fancam, hindi na pwede.
Puro boses mo. Puro boses mo yung narinig.
Isa nga.
Ako hindi ako nagpapost ng fancam kasi in the first place, never ako naging standing. Tsaka puro mura lang din yung laman nun. So what's the point?
Totoo. Tsaka talagang unstable talaga. Wala ka ding makikita. There was this one fancam I took during Ode to You Manila. I think it's back it up ng hip-hop unit. Be, nalaglag yung phone ko. Hindi, nalaglag yung phone ko. Tapos kitang-kita dun sa video na nag-fall talaga siya. Tapos, tapos kinontinyo ko lang. Hindi ko siya in-stop. Kinontinyo ka lang. Tapos, nung in-upload ko siya sa IG story, ang caption ko was, "The simulation glitched. I'm so sorry."
Naulol na sa
hindi. Hindi kinaya nung phone ko mismo. But anyway, ayun.
Ano? Talaga sa for public consumption. Yung isang gusto kong i-share na fan cam story. Sorry talaga dun sa kumuha ng fan cam kasi narinig
niyo. Oh my God, parang alam ko na to.
Ano? Ano? Dali! Context!
Share mo muna, tumawa ka na.
Share mo na! Parang tanga to. Parang nung nakaraan ako yung tao na to. Iya-highlight ko to. Iya-highlight ko to.
Nasa Ode to You kasi noon. Tapos may nagpipilm ng fan cam na tabi ko. Tapos nakalimutan ko na which song it was. Pero feel ko hip-hop unit song. Tapos yun nga, nagwawala ako. Di ko kaya. Be, nakamask ako noon. Pero rinig na rinig ba yung boses ko sa buong standing bee?
Ito yung may funny, di ba Ayla, hindi mo talaga siya kilala, yung katabi mo?
Hindi.
Nakita mo lang yung video sa stan tweet, tapos na-figure out mo na boses mo yun. Yan yung funny part doon, oh my gosh. May share din ako experience. It's not my experience, but a friend's. May friend kasi kaming fan site. Tapos, this was during Ideal Cut Manila. Hindi, fellow Japanese kasi siya. Yung fan site. So, kaya namin kilala. Tapos, katabi ng friend ko yung fan site. Eh, di pinifilm niya si Chan. Dino fan site eh. Pinifilm niya si Chan. Tapos, nakakahiya kasi puro sigaw. Chan! 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 Asan yung ganun talagang Chan? Yung parang mamamatay na siya na parang haatakihin na Chan. Tapos, oh my gosh, eh, syempre fan site yun. Pero hindi naman siya nagalit kasi she understands. Pero halos wala siyang na-upload na fan cam noong araw na yun. Pero imagine mo how much money she paid for that barricade ticket. Tapos wala siyang na-upload na fan cam.
Sorry po.
Siguro pag Pinoy talaga, hindi tayo pwede maging fan cam source.
Hindi
kasi
pwede.
Hindi natin kaya.
Pag performance fan cams, hindi pwede. Pero pag kalat fan cams, dun tayo magaling.
Correct.
Pag men's o pag ano. pag airport arrival, dun tayo magaling eh, charot. Pero,
oh. Anyway, ayun, super lumihis na tayo ulit. EXID. EXID rose to popularity because of fan
so cams. Fan cams, correct.
Pero alam niyo ba, parang wala akong masyadong maisip na, like, diba you asked which groups resurged? Parang, super konti nang naiisip kong nag-resurge kasi mas madami akong naiisip na nawala. Nulung ko nang tuloy.
Understood.
Correct. Kalalala ko tuloy yung The Unit. Ganto kasi yung concept ng The Unit. Parang survival show siya, pero for people who want second chances. Like, if you stand my name before, nandun yung ibang members nila, si Seyong saka si Junkyu. Tapos, ayun, parang, yun nga, revival show siya for people who want a second chance in life.
So, these are idols that already debuted, tapos yes, they want to, you know, do yes, it, get the chance to do it again.
Andun yung Brave Girls, by the way, like we mentioned earlier. Tapos, ayun, parang, wala kasing di masyado na-promote ng maayos yung show. Like, konti lang yung nanonood from what I remember. It did not hit as big as Produce. So,
which was weird, kasi yeah, super heavy nung cast, I mean, nung judges. Yung judges. The trainers, like, they're what, nandun si Rain, si Yuna, Yuna nang si Taemin, sino pa ba? There was this other guy, the rapper. Tapos may mga guest judges sila na magagaling din. And I'm
si
not...
ano? Yung isang singer ba yun? Nakalimutan ko na yung name niya. Basta
but yeah, siya. Ang weird, weird... Ah, oo, yung guwapo. But ang weird kasi, yun nga. Yun talaga yung nag tumatak sa akin, no? Nagwapo siya. But ayun nga, yung point ko is... weird kasi it did not hit the same popularity as Mnet's Produce. May ano ba yun? Dahilan ba yung dahil yung editing nila hindi kasi yung evil ng Mnet?
Feel ko kasi yung focus ng editing dito sa the unit parang more on teamwork, parang pinapakita yung bawa maglalakad sila on heels. Yung no, nagre-rehearse sila ng Cherry on Top, parang pinakita how they struggled dancing with heels, tapos how they trained with it, tapos how they eventually mastered it. Parang, yung focus niya, yung siguro yung drama, was not on the rivalry, but more on their struggles to achieve a particular performance. By the way, if you haven't seen The Unit, please watch it. Tapos na siya, and na-select na lahat ng members, nag-disband na rin yung groups na nandito.
Eventually.
Pero yung songs na nandito, as in yung lahat ng performances, every single one is so good. As in, marirealize mo na, shit, sobrang veterano nila and super mahal nila yung ginagawa nila. So, yeah, yun nga, parang nakakawasak na parang gusto nila ng second chance, pero at the same time, di rin nila na-earn. Yun.
Yeah. Tapos, tsaka maganda yung theme song.
Yes.
Hindi ako nanood, pero yung theme song talaga. Girl,
Michi, panoorin mo yung The Unit. Maglilink na ako ng performances sa'yo,
mamaya. Nag-link ko na nga, diba?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maglilink pa ako lalo. Tapos, tama ayun, yan. Parang Unit B yung boys, tapos Unit T yung girls. Yeah. Tapos Unit B, nag-last sila for less than a year. From April 2018 to January 2019. Ganun din yung Unit T. For May to October lang in the same year. So, ang pangit din ng promotions sa kanila. Mismanagement.
Actually, kasi, ang shit din kasi nung debut stage nila na parang it's not striking. I mean, they could have done better in terms of production and stage fits. Well, the song is okay, I guess. Pero, oh my gosh, sobrang talented nung mga members.
Tapos they were underused.
Mm. Parang ganun.
Underutilized, underpromoted. Underutilized. Under everything. Mm-mm. As in, so, super sad. Kasi pina-follow ko pa rin yung iba sa kanila. Yung isa si Deo ng Unit B. Di na siya nag-a-idol. He's an actor now.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos si Jun, si Yuki's Jun. Di na rin
actor
siya
sa Japan, ah.
Oo, yun ba? Nga. Sa parang Japan? More on musicals mm-hmm. and acting in Japan plus acting in some yeah. dramas. So yun, parang sayang. Di ko lang sure if they're still gonna pursue idol life. Pero si Jun, Diyos ko, sobrang talented na bata.
Pero this brings me na parang anong key takeaway natin dito sa mga sa episode na to? Because as for me, say I'll go first. Ako, I guess yun nga na since we mainly talked about Brave Girls, I just wanna reiterate what I said earlier na parang you holding on and letting go are both brave decisions. And na when you decide, it's not, you don't necessarily know if it's right or wrong. Kasi either way, you just have to see it through. Diba? Mm-hmm. Whatever decision you made, kailangan panindigan mo lang yun. Totoo. So to all the girls out there, please be brave. As a tama raw. Be brave.
May pa-shoutout sa alma mater.
As a Tamara, be brave. Ayun kasi yung school tagline namin. kayo guys, anong natin, take away?
Ano? I guess for me, parang K-pop is, you know, really a challenging career. And being an idol is really a challenging career. Yeah. Now, there will be times when you feel like it is not for you. And during those times, syempre pag naisip mo na yun, na baka di para sa akin to, syempre you will keep on thinking about that. But when you think na it's time to let go, it's okay. And for those who still want to hold on to that dream, I hope na parang magkaroon kayo ng Brave Girls rolling moment.
Moment.
And
yeah.
I hope rolling that era. All of us... Yes, I hope that all of us who are going through a slump but still want to achieve the dreams that we have set up for ourselves can have a rolling era in our own lives too.
Yeah. Correct.
Correct. Ako naman, na-mention, nasabi na nila kasi yung gusto ko sabihin. Pero I wanna add lang, kung saan kayo masaya, make that decision to stay or you have the option to let go. Don't think about yung anong plano mo sa future. It's not important. I said this kanina, pero again, I'm gonna reiterate na lang na make the decision that makes you happy. If bet mo magstay,
yes.
Very good. Doon ka masaya. Sige. If gusto mong umalis, it's okay din. Wala kaming reklamo. Pero yun nga, ang hinihiling ko lang sa mga listeners, if this is your fault,
oh, naghingi ka na kagad. May ambaga na tayo. Community pantry.
Hindi, ang hinihiling ko lang, rather. Mali yung term.
Charot lang.
Ang hinihiling ko, if you think this is your flop era, like I am going through right now, huwag kang matakot. Dadating din yung rolling era, version 2.
Correct.
Na ngayon, version 2 ng rolling era nila, diba?
Period. Right. You need an alignment. Like the universe has to align everything for you.
Uh-oh.
Like it has to be like a on perfect your side. Alignment. Yeah.
On your side. Tsaka, ano, alam mo na
tanongin natin yung Chastrology, mga bankmate natin, kung kailan yung mag-a-align yung universe for you. Send yes. over your natal charts.
It doesn't mean that your hard work is not valid. You've worked hard naman.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You Correct. Did your best. Don't forget yep. that. Ayun.
Ooh. Ayun. So, thank you. Medyo lumalim po ang ating usapan. Like, na-relate natin sa HR.
Na-relate natin yung mga sa HR. Huwag yung gawing personality trait among ghosts ng applicants. Thank you. Salamat.
Ayun.
Don't make it a personality trait. Yun lang.
Kayran po pala of Cinefile, sabi niya gusto niyang mag-engage sa discussion na ito, kaya makinig ka ng episode na. Pero ayun.
Ayun. Ang dami natin na shoutout na bankmates, ha? Diba? Shippers, Astrology, and Cinefiles. And yeah, on
Check out the bunk for more. Anyway, ayun. Thank you sa pakikinig and share your thoughts with us kapag bet nyo. So, if gusto nyong marinig yung podcast namin, available ito sa Anchor FM, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Pocket Casts, and all other streaming platforms.
Yes, kung madami din kayong isi-share or gusto nyo lang kami sundan sa social media, pwedeng-pwede. It's free. You can do so. We have Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all at The Kim Bop Show.
Yes, at kung gusto nyo naman makipagkulitan at chikahan lang, we are on Telegram, that's t.me/KimBopShow, or we are also on Discord channel, and hindi ko kabisado yung link, isi-send na lang namin somewhere, we'll post it somewhere, but we are on Discord at, like we've mentioned, pwede kayong mag-cue ng mga music nyo doon kung meron kayong other rolling music na gusto nyo pakinggan namin. We can do that too. And ayan ang grandfather's clock ni Ayla.
Sakto
sa ating ano ending ng episode, diba?
Siya po ay isang co-host.
Co-host siya, katulad ng aso kong si Haru na wala siya ngayon, hindi siya tumahol, in fairness.
Patulog na siya.
Shoutout nga pala sa mga bagong pasok na bunkmates na sina, ha? Kagos,
Pop.P,
The Dumbfounded,
and Sub-Selfie.
Yes!
Here welcome!
So, ang dami po nating podcasts na pwedeng mapakinggan. Yes. Just visit thebunkph.com to see the whole roster of podcasts that we have under the collective.
Correct. On that note, this has been Z.
This has been Mitchie.
And this has been Ayla. And we'll see you guys next time.
Toma na yun.
Bye. Annyeong. Bye.